Our first reading is taken from the book of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 5, beginning to read at verse 12. Acts 5, verse 12. The apostles heal many. The apostles performed many miraculous signs and wonders among the people. And all the believers used to meet together in Solomon's colonnade. No one else dared join them, even though they were highly regarded by the people. Nevertheless, more and more men and women believed in the Lord and were added to their number. As a result, people brought the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and mats, so that at least Peter's shadow might fall on some of them as he passed by. Crowds gathered also from the towns around Jerusalem, bringing their sick and those tormented by evil spirits, and all of them were healed. This is the word of the Lord.
The next reading, the gospel reading, is Luke chapter 22, starting from verse 24, and can be found on page 1058 of the Bible. Also, a dispute arose among those as to which of them was considered to be the greatest. Jesus said to them, "The kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and in those who exercise authority over them call themselves benefactors. But you are not to be like that. Instead, the greatest among you should be like the youngest, and the one who rules like the one who serves. For who is greater, the one who is at the table or the one who serves? Is it not the one who is at the table? But I am among you as one who serves. You are those who have stood by me in my trials, and I confer on you a kingdom, just as my Father conferred one on me, so that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thank you, readers. May we pray. Heavenly Father, may the words of my lips and may the thoughts of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, Mark gave me various readings because the lectionary has them for different series that people might be using, and it actually happens to be St. Bartholomew's Day, and those were the readings that I chose. And we don't really know anything we know very little about St. Bartholomew, but of course we do have St. Bart's Hospital in London, and it's the oldest hospital in England, or in Britain. It was founded in 1123. But I will just refer a little bit to St. Bartholomew, because he was an apostle, and it was the apostles that Jesus is addressing here. The setting of that gospel reading is the Last Supper. So I'm not quite sure whether they'd already eaten their meal or whether it was before. Jesus at some point took his outer clothing off, wrapped a towel around him and washed his disciples' feet. That might have been before or after this. I suspect it would have been after this because of the content. Okay. So the reading starts off with a dispute between the apostles, and it was regarding who was considered to be the greatest. Well, this is not a good argument to be having. And so Jesus speaks to this situation, but it's a bit of a shock in a way that they'd been with Jesus for 3 years and they hadn't really worked through this sort of childish debate, really, that they got into. But there we are. They were very human, like you and I, and this is what was happening at the Last Supper. Now, Jesus responds to what was going on in a couple of different ways here. And one of the ways is, he says to them, who is the greater, the one who is at the table or the one who serves? Now, it is a very interesting comment, and it's worth pondering. It's a bit like saying, in our modern lingo, who's the most important, the person visiting the restaurant or the waiter? I think you could have that question to say, is the doctor more important than the patient? And I don't think there's any young people here today, but the third one I've got is the teacher more important than the pupil? That seems to me what Jesus is saying here. And he's saying to his disciples, you are behaving like children. You are behaving like the world around you as well, with everyone thinking that they're a little bit more important than the others. And as a result, you look down on the others. And you even order them about if you get a chance, because he brings in this topic of the kings of the Gentiles lord it over one another, and those who have authority call themselves benefactors. They think too much of themselves. Now, we're all prone to this. He actually brings in another example, where he says, the greatest among you should be the youngest. Now, I'm not quite sure that should be taken completely literally, because would that be the youngest apostle should be the most important? I don't think that's what Jesus is saying, but it stops you in your tracks to get your thinking about poor behaviour. And I don't know. Well, I'm sure that quite a number of you would have been the youngest child. Now, I was the youngest child in my family, and I know what that's like. My brother bossed me about, my elder brother. I was his servant. And I think culturally, it is pretty universal. I might be wrong that the youngest is not thought to be the top dog. I don't know. I'd be interested to know of a society where the youngest is the top dog. But Jesus is speaking into this situation with these comments to stop people in their tracks and make them think. Our role in life is not the key thing. And that's what they were thinking about. Why were they arguing at the Last Supper? That intrigued me. What's going on here? Why, at this serious setting, would they be having this dispute? Well, a few verses before the reading started, Jesus said to them that I will not drink this wine with you again until I drink it with you in my kingdom. Well, he's actually talking about heaven, I believe, here, a heavenly feast. But they didn't get it. And I think this is what prompted this debate. It was a bit, if you could imagine being a member of the Labour Party last year, when you knew that you were now going to win the election, can you imagine as an MP you might be thinking, ooh, I don't know what role I'm going to get in this new government. And that seems to me the sort of thing that was going on here. Jesus had mentioned that the time had come. They didn't understand what he was saying fully, but the time had come and my kingdom is coming. And they wanted an important role in it. But your role in life is not the key thing. The key thing is getting on with others, being kind, and even putting them before yourself, which is Jesus' teaching. So the most important person could be the waiter and not the person coming for the meal. It could be the pupil at the school. It could be the patient rather than the doctor if you're better at caring than they are. The greatest is the least, or the one who likes or is able or willing to serve. I'm not saying that arguing is wrong, and I don't think Jesus would say that. I don't think so. There is a place for good debate and sorting things out, but this is not a good debate that they're having. At the end of this passage, he actually, having got them to think, he then returns to the topic of his coming kingdom. He does say to them, even though he's sort of telling them off, he says, I confer on you a kingdom, just as my Father has conferred one on me, and you will eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and you will sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. So there's definitely a role for them, but the role isn't the first thing. Serving is the first thing. And shortly, very shortly after this event, Jesus died for the sins of us all, and then rose from the dead, and then, a few weeks later, sent the Holy Spirit in a new way upon the church, upon his apostles, and all the others who believed. And that was his kingdom coming in a new way. Not in the full way. The full way is yet to come at the end of this age. But the kingdom was coming in a new way. And that's what we see in the epistle reading. And I guess the people that chose these two readings, because I was thinking, well, what does that have to do with the first reading, where they're falling out with one another, and the second reading, they're working well together, and God is doing remarkable things through them. And it's only a short period later on, something has changed, and it's the Holy Spirit is helping them in their behaviour to become more like Jesus, but also in their ministry, in serving those in their community. There's a big transformation going on, and I guess that's why it was chosen for St. Bartholomew's Day. He was one of the apostles. He was being changed by Jesus as he was following Jesus. I've got a little thing to show you here. It's very small, but you can have a look at it when you come up for communion, if you can't see from the back. Okay, but now, it's an experiment, and inside is something called a rocket. It looks like a rocket. It's got a pointed top, wooden, and there's a container that holds it in place. And the question is, how do you get the rocket out of the container without touching it? So I did this at Personal Food School, and I've done it since elsewhere, this experiment. And a teacher came out and couldn't work it out, and a pupil came out and worked it out. In actually getting the rocket out of its container without touching it. Does anyone think they would like to have a go? Would you like to have a go? Here we are, young at heart. Good. Well, that's interesting. A bit violent, I think. What's your name,
John?
John.
I don't know if that's what I was meant to
do. No, it's not. I don't. Right. Well, he did it, didn't he? He did do it. That's an injury. Well done, John. Well done. I don't know if the table I had at the school was more solid than that, but that wasn't... I mean, no one tried that, put it that way. But anyone got another answer? Yes. Would you like to have a go? Blow it. Would you like to blow it? Come on. Someone. Who would like to blow it on Sue's behalf? All right, I've got to do it then, have I? Yeah, okay. All right. So this teacher didn't know what to do, but... And the pupil comes along. Hold on. There we are. I didn't catch it. I didn't. I know I got very close. Perhaps I haven't got enough breath today, but... The last time I did it at a church, there was this little girl, and she had a go, but she didn't have enough puff. I really felt for her, but the boy came along and he managed it, so she had the right idea, but not the oomph. So the Holy Spirit made an amazing difference. And if you think, if you're honest, am I a bit like the disciples before Pentecost? Because there's power available to us. Jesus said when the Holy Spirit comes, he will give you power. And he was helping the disciples to become much more like Jesus in that epistle reading. So I just commend to you, we live in the age of the Spirit. Ask God for the help you need. His Holy Spirit is available to us to help us in all sorts of ways. Amen. We have a creed to say which